Hey, everybody, please make sure to go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks. 58. Let's get to Lisa Frankenstein, which is now on demand. It's directed by Zelda Williams, who's pretty new, I think. And it's written by Diablo Cody, who also wrote Juno, Young Adult, Jennifer's Body, and a few others. It stars Catherine Newton, Liza Soberano, Jenna Davis, Luke Sexton, and a few others. And the synopsis is a coming-of-rage love story about a teenager and her crush who happens to be a corpse. After a set of horrific circumstances bring him back to life, the two embark on a journey to find love, happiness, and a few missing body parts. So I've been a big fan of Diablo Cody since Juno. I love Juno. I love Young Adult, Jennifer's Body, and there's a couple others that she's done that I can't remember offhand, but she, I think, is a very unique voice, and I'm happy that she's still writing original scripts. I think she's very, very original. And when I heard about this one, I was interested. I don't know if the idea totally hooked me or like wowed me, but I was definitely going to watch it for Diablo Cody's writing. And I just got around to seeing it in the last few days. And overall, I think, as some are saying, at least on Letterboxd, it definitely has cult classic vibes for sure. Like, I think it'll grow on people over time and it'll have a shelf life. At least that's what I predict. But I think I did like the movie a decent bit, but I don't think I liked it as much as I wanted to, and as much as maybe some people seem to. I found the tone of it to be a bit mixed and a little unfocused. Like, sometimes I was like, all right, what are we trying to present here? Is it like a weird coming-of-age love story? Is it self-aware? Is it not? Are we supposed to be trying to empathize or sympathize with these characters? Are we, like, is it meant to be really, really funny and over the top? I think tonally it was at times perfect, but at other times not, and it was just off. And I think overall the movie does feel a little inconsistent in that way. Like, it wasn't as funny as I think Diablo Cody's other films are, at least some of them. It's not as creative, I guess. And maybe that comes down more so to direction. Like, maybe she wasn't the right person to direct this, Zelda Williams, that is. And getting someone more experienced might be able to handle the variety of Cody's writing. Not sure, that's just shot in the dark. But it's still very unique in a lot of ways, and the weird gothic Frankenstein love story is interesting and compelling and entertaining. And I think Catherine Newton is excellent in that role, and the physical comedy with the Frankenstein character is very enjoyable. It looks really good. The color palette, the neon lighting, the costumes of Catherine Newton, who sort of turns into a sort of modern version of Winona Ryder's character from Beetlejuice, that kind of thing. And Diablo Cody pretty much always writes about high school outcasts, like Juno gets pregnant, Jennifer's Body, she becomes vampire. Young Adult even is about Charlize Theron's character writing about high school. And then this is the same thing, where people think very suspiciously of Catherine Newton's character, and then people start to go missing. And I won't spoil too much because there are some pretty wacky twists, but it is a wild movie. Like, for better and for worse, it is very different than most of what comes out these days. So I appreciate that. It definitely has some 80s vibes. It has a good soundtrack, but I just wanted to love the movie more throughout than I was. Like, some moments got me, some things hooked me, it made me laugh, but I was like never fully in love with this movie. And I think maybe some people are, but I was a little in the gray area, I guess, middle of the road area, but still worth watching for sure. If you like anything in that vein, any of those genres, and if you just want something sort of wacky and original, do check it out. It's got some great moments and some good gore as well. And I'm hoping Diablo Cody continues to write, because I love her scripts. So that one is a 3.5 out of 5.